5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. It was probably about a week and a half ago now, but my wife and I were watching the National Parks show again on National Geographic, and when we watched the episode about Lake Clark in Alaska, during that episode, they were talking about some bears that look almost exactly like large teddy bears. So today, we are going to read the poem titled Teddy Bear from the book When We Were Very Young, written by A.A. Milne of Winnie the Pooh fame. I'd like to apologize about the lack of a new episode in a while. I am wrapping up a class for work and then also working on another one that I have to do at the end of the month, so I've been busy doing homework and such, but don't worry, those classes will be done soon and then I can focus more energy on the podcast. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Teddy Bear. A bear, however hard he tries, grows tubby without exercise. Our teddy bear is short and fat, which is not to be wondered at. He gets what exercise he can by falling off the ottoman, but generally seems to lack the energy to clamber back. Now tubbiness is just the thing which gets a fellow wondering, and Teddy worried lots about the fact that he was rather stout. He thought, if only I were thin, but how does anyone begin? He thought, it really isn't fair to grudge me exercise and air. For many weeks he pressed in vain his nose against the window pane, and envied those who walked about, reducing their unwanted stout. None of the people he could see is quite, he said, as fat as me. Then, with a little more moving sigh, I mean, he said, as fat as I. Now Teddy, as was only right, slept in the ottoman at night, and with him crowded in as well, more animals than I can tell. Not only these, but books and things, such as a kind relation brings. Old tales of once upon a time, in history retold in rhyme. One night it happened that he took a peep at an old picture book, wherein he came across by chance the picture of a king of France. A stoutish man, and down below, these words, King Louis so-and-so. Nicknamed the Handsome, there he sat, and think of it, the man was fat. Our bear rejoiced like anything to read about this famous king. Nicknamed the Handsome, there he sat, and certainly the man was fat. Nicknamed the Handsome, not a doubt, the man was definitely stout. Why then, a bear for all his tub, might yet be named the Handsome Cub. Might yet be named, or did he mean, that years ago he might have been. For now he felt the slight misgiving, is Louis so-and-so still living? Fashions and beauty have a way of altering from day to day. Is Handsome Louis with us yet? Unfortunately, I forget. Next morning, nose to window pane, the doubt occurred to him again. When question hammered in his head, is he alive or is he dead? Thus, nose to pane, he pondered, but the lattice window loosely shut. Swung open, with one startled oh, our Teddy disappeared below. There happened to be passing by a plump man with a twinkling eye, who, seeing Teddy in the street, raised him politely to his feet, and murmured kindly in his ear, soft words of comfort and of cheer. Well, well, allow me, not at all, tut, tut, a very nasty fall. Our Teddy answered not a word, it's doubtful if he even heard. Our bear could only look and look, the stout man in the picture book. That handsome king, could this be he, this man of adiposity? Impossible, he thought, but still, no harm in asking, yes I will. Are you, he said, by any chance, His Majesty the King of France? The other answered, I am that, bowed stiffly and removed his hat. Then said, Excuse me, with an air, but is it Mr. Edward Bear? And Teddy, bending very low, replied politely, Even so. They stood beneath the window there, the king and Mr. Edward Bear, and handsome if a trifle fat, talked carelessly of this and that. Then said His Majesty, Well, well, I must get on, and rang the bell. Your bear, I think, he smiled good day, and turned and went upon his way. A bear, however hard he tries, grows tubby without exercise. Our Teddy Bear is short and fat, which is not to be wondered at. But do you think it worries him to know that he is far from slim? No, just the other way about, he's proud of being short and stout.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.